USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority. But at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state, hundreds of civilians, and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Washington, D.C. continues its deadlock on the debt ceiling. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A standoff on Capitol Hill over suspending the nation's debt limit continues. Senate Republicans blocked a measure from advancing that would suspend the limit and keep the government funded to avoid a partial shutdown. Critics of the GOP point out that Congress repeatedly raised the debt ceiling with bipartisan support. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains why this situation is different.
The debt ceiling that was raised before on a bipartisan basis, according to CBO, covers the debt through August. So the debt ceiling they're going to have to raise on their own is about the future.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on Capitol Hill.
NASA's Lucy asteroid probe is set to begin its 12-year space journey on 16 October. Officials say the probe will travel further from the sun than any other solar-powered spacecraft in history. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
We have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chief, who the commandant is a member of that, who's supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise. Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Marine Corps acknowledges the time, date, and location of the Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined, meaning he's been jailed without any form of due process. The military is preventing him from seeking legal counsel, and his parents are forbidden to talk to him.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice. And our son, we're very proud of our son. Our son is a hero. He fought for this country for 17 years.
Stu Scheller on Fox News. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.